Hi, I'm Chris Bedford, Dorothy Wagner Wallace Director of the Baltimore Museum of Art. Welcome to Art Matters, a monthly feature where we provide insights into some of today's most creative artists from Baltimore and beyond. Joining me today is Zoe Charlton. Zoe lives and works in Baltimore and is the chair of the art department at American University in Washington, D.C., and she is also the co-founder of Syndicate, a project space for local artists in Baltimore. Welcome, Zoe.
Thank you.
It's such a huge pleasure to have you here. So one of the challenges in talking about visual art on the radio is that there is no visual component.
Mm-hmm.
I had the privilege of visiting you in your studio
early
on in my tenure in Baltimore, so I know what your work looks like. And it is essentially figurative,
but
there is a lot that you do to the figure. So could you just describe why it's figurative, to what extent it is, and what you do to those figures?
Okay, so the work, yes, is figurative. It's large scale. So I work life size or larger than life size, and it's all graphite drawing. So essentially, I'm drawing with a pencil.
So why larger than life size?
Well, there's something about the relationship of a large scale body to the person that is looking at the work.
Mm-hmm.
We have a direct one-to-one relationship with something that's that size.
Mm-hmm.
And that relates to work that's figurative and also work that's abstract. We respond within our bodies,
mm-hmm.
right? It's
mm-hmm.
a very physical kind of response. And that is deeply tied to how we think and how we react emotionally to something that's our size and larger.
And there's a surrealist dimension to the work, too?
Yeah, there is. Well, it's surrealist not only just because of the size, but the ways that I'm combining different things to the body. So I'm strapping things to the body. I'm putting things on their heads, on their backs, on their bellies, etc. So I use a lot of different kinds of props in really unusual ways.
And why the strapping of different objects to bodies on heads and waists and whatnot? It's the thing that I most remember about your work, aside from the dexterity with the charcoal.
Yeah.
It's those surrealist elements that stuck with me.
Well, you know, it's about carrying things. So we're carrying histories, we're carrying memories,
uh-huh.
we're carrying identities.
Mm-hmm.
And often we carry them in different parts of our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so on some figures, some of the objects like houses or picket fences are strapped to women's torsos,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's a kind of gut feeling,
mm-hmm.
right? Something on one's back because
mm-hmm.
it's a burden, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Something strapped to their feet, something that restricts movement. So it means different things.
Mm-hmm. So I've been paying a great deal of attention recently to the way that Baltimore is covered in the national media, the New York Times in particular, but
mm-hmm.
other. And the body itself is often understood as a site of trauma.
Yes.
That's a reoccurring theme in the treatment of our city.
Mm-hmm.
So how does your work intervene in that conversation?
Well, there is no such thing as a body that is apolitical or without any kind of politic, right? And so when I make these kinds of drawings, depending on the things that are on them or strapped on them, we understand what history or trauma or the ideas in the drawing are about because of what the body carries.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, is the body a site of trauma? Can it be? Yes. Can it be a site of joy? Yes, it can. Can it be a site of kind of something absurd, an absurd idea? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can it be a site of difficult and challenging ideas and things? Yes. So all of those things. But as it relates to Baltimore, that's very particular. Baltimore is a city that has many Black people. And I make drawings that I hope reflect that, reflect those kinds of complex stories and histories and narratives of people.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that's the aspiration of the BMA, which is one of the reasons we were so interested in chatting with you.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
You can see work by Zoe Charlton at zoecharlton.com. Thank you for listening today. Art Matters is produced for WYPR by the Baltimore Museum of Art. For the Baltimore Museum of Art, I'm Chris Bedford.